Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B. Mastering the art of dream building in the real world will inspire you to start painting the canvas of your life. Imagine the colors of the rainbow, the colors that are perfect for you. Imagine actually touching the rainbow with your hand, wet with paint. Think now about how to find that right tool, that right plan, that right way, the pathway that will take you from where you're standing right now to where you want to go. This hit radio show will bring your unique spirit and your amazingly intelligent mind together to find an incredible, practical, real-world strategy to building a life with epic results. Get ready to be inspired. Open your mind. Bring excitement back into your life and have a lot of fun on a new journey of self-discovery. Now, here's your host, Jennifer Becker.
Hi, everybody. I'm Jennifer B. Welcome, welcome. And you are listening to Inspired Action Radio on Transformation Talk Radio. We have an incredible hour for you today because we're going to be talking about some new ideas for creating a better second half of our life. You know me, it's all about taking inspired action steps to make your dreams, your visions, an actual reality. Each Wednesday at 12 noon Pacific and 3 p.m. Eastern, here is where we explore life's most meaningful and powerful questions that lead to us dramatically and gracefully move forward towards a greater tomorrow. Again, I'm so happy to be here with you all today, and thank you for tuning in. And for those of you who are just joining us for the first time, thank you also for tuning in. And I hope everyone is staying aware and tending to their mind, body, and spirits equally well this week. Today, oh wow, we have such an amazing hour to share with you all. We're going to be talking to Michael Gurian about his incredible new book, The Wonder of Aging, A New Approach to Embracing Life After 50. Now, we all have to be honest, so many of us are either at the bridge of 50 or certainly well into the journey. So this book is really coming at a much needed time. And let me tell you about Michael Gurian. He is a renowned marriage and family counselor and a New York Times best-selling author of 26 books published in 21 languages. He is co-founder of the Gurian Institute. And that the Institute conducts research internationally. It launches pilot programs, trains professionals. And Michael has been called the people's philosopher for his ability to bring together scientific ideas with people's everyday lives. And he has served as a consultant to medical educational organizations over two decades now. And more recently, he's presented at Harvard University, Johns Hopkins, and Stanford University. I also want to say that his interest in this topic started early on from an interesting personal perspective, which I'm anxious to talk with him about, but I'm sure this has led to his incredible skill in bringing this amazing book, The Wonders of Aging, to all of us. And I love this too. It's written that Michael's courageously optimistic outlook on life, The Wonder of Aging, provides a full, constructive, and comforting roadmap on what to expect and how to celebrate the second half of your life. Hi, Michael. Welcome to the show today.
Hey, hi. You are so nice. Thank you for your introduction. That's very kind. I'm going to try to live up to that.
Oh, I'm sure you will. I'm sure you will. And, you know, like we were just talking a minute ago, I think, of course, like I said, things don't happen. I mean, there are no coincidences in my world. Things happen for a reason. And in my world, I was just saying, I personally am experiencing intimately people in my life that I'm living there. There are three stages you talk about in the book. So I find this book tremendously relevant right now. And one thing I wanted to ask is, you know, obviously writing this book you, I believe your mother was a gerontologist, right? And how much did her work, did that influence you writing this book?
I really think so. I know so. I mean, it absolutely did, because, you know, you store away in your soul, really, what
right.
your parents did as they were raising you, and while you may not exactly do what they do later, there's a piece of that there, and so that was, I mean, one way in which I know it's in me. Although my career has been more, I developed a gender theory, and so that's what most of my books have been about, and
right.
and that wasn't particularly about gerontology. But as I've been aging, and my mother has been a factor in those books. I mean, I've definitely talked about her in some of those books. But as I was preparing this book, and as I've been aging, my mother was also then, she became ill and over a 5-year period battled, and then she died during this whole same period. So not only was her, as a gerontologist, and her friendship with Elizabeth Kubler-Ross,
right.
which she had when I was a teenager, so Elizabeth Kubler-Ross is the person who, of course, wrote the books on stages of death and dying. So there was that whole thing, and then as she herself was dying, I'm writing this book. So as you said, no coincidences. There's definitely connections.
Wow, you really talk about a full life lesson here, you know, pulling it all together. I mean, it's interesting because I love how the way you put this all together, you're talking about essentially life can get richer and better with age. But you just have to approach it with the right frame of mind. And I love that because you're so right. There are so many pieces of this equation that can get in the way of you seeing the potential. You know what I mean?
Oh, absolutely.
Relative to dealing with aging.
Oh, that's absolutely true. This is, you know, as we were mentioning, this is with staging it. And the stages... The understanding of the stages really help us develop the kind of realistic optimism that we need to go through this, what can be a wonderful period, but can also be a very painful period, to go through it with some happiness and joy and a sense of freedom. And if we don't make those choices to see these, you know, to see this thing as a quest that's lived out in stages as a journey, and to roll with it and sort of meet the milestones and live with purpose in these milestones. If we don't, that is, I think, where we can become so depressed, not even realize we're depressed, and
right.
not even realize that we're adding depression, this kind of psychological, spiritual depression, onto what would be some of the normal depression we're going to experience as we go through chronic pain, if we have that, or are battling cancer, or, you know, because the organic stuff's going to happen to us. So we're already going to battle moods. And this book is helping people see it in stages so that they can look at the psychological, spiritual, no matter what's going on with the physical.
Right. And I also love the fact that it really pulls together this level of, I'm going to say, pride of being an elder. You know?
Yeah, that's really a big part of it.
In this country, we need more of that.
Oh, we do. We absolutely do. Elders are world savers. You know,
yes,
I mean, they
yes.
have been, they've been the ones who so mentored the younger people, I mean, people, if you think iconically of sort of, there was always an elder who mentors the young king, you know,
right.
sort of if one yeah. thinks of a fairy tale or a movie or anything iconic or archetypal, the elder is always there. The crone is there. The elder man is there. Elder woman is there. We as elders are valuable. And, the thing is, though, we have to make choices to become elders. So I don't know if you want to talk about that, but it is a choice. Just because we're 75, I tell the story of Trudy in the book,
yes.
who was a client, her family was a client, and, you know, she kept saying to her family, I can be as mean to you as I want because I'm you should treat me as an elder just because I'm 75.
Yes.
And in this day and age, families are going to turn away, you know. There's just too much freedom in the culture, and they'll just say, I don't think I want to hang out with you. So we as elders, at a kind of basic level, I think we have to understand what it means better and move through the stages of it better than we do, and the culture needs to support us in doing that.
Right, and I think it's really helpful, too, because on the flip side, like you mentioned, the story in the book where there's a, sort of a lack of awareness of, you know, if you want to be around people, you have to, you know, be someone people want to be around.
Yeah.
You know, So that's incredibly important because I'm experienced that in my life with our elder, my husband's father that we've been taking care of for 8 years now. He's 93, and there he's going through a stage this year that he is so grumpy. He's mad. He's just generally mad, and it's difficult to be around him. So again, your book coming at a wonderful time to again kind of step back and take a look at the bigger picture and. I understand. I mean, I can see why he's mad, but I just wish there was a little bit more awareness, I think, on his part, you know, because we try right. to respect the elder in him, you know, and he wants to be an elder, but it's hard to be around him.
Yeah. And you said did you say 93? 93. Wow. So it could also be some, you know, brain decay. And in that case, this could last
yes.
till the end of life.
Yes, he's actually going through that right now. We are dealing with that on a medical level as well. So I do realize
okay.
that's
okay.
part of it. But
that's
thing,
so hard. That's just so hard. I'm so sorry.
It is. Yeah. Thank you. Well, one thing I want to talk about. We're going to take a quick break, but when we come back, I love how you mentioned the great movie, The Best Exotic Marigold Hotel. Because I've seen that movie about 3 times. I love it. And the comment Judy Dench mentions when she says this is a new and different world. The challenge is not just to cope, but to thrive. So I want to talk about that for a second when we come back. So let's take a quick break. You're listening to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B. And again, we're going to talk about how we can revision the second half of our lives. So indeed, it can be the best. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Are you looking for positive answers to tough questions in your personal and professional life? On Purpose Radio with Karen Florence is a riveting show that will help you reveal your own truth and begin to live the life you've always wanted. Karen's dynamic approach to coaching people in all areas of their lives has made her one of the most sought-after coaches today. Tune in each Thursday at 7 a.m. Pacific and 10 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit OnPurposeRadio.com.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that'll help catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers and light workers guaranteed to raise your vibration. Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity is what makes this show super special. Visit FogCityPsychic.com to find out more and to book your private intuitive reading today.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B. Mastering the art of dream building in the real world. This hit show will inspire you to start painting the canvas of your life and bring your unique spirit and your amazingly intelligent mind together to find an incredible, practical, real-world strategy to building a life with epic results. Tune in to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B.
We are back on Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B. And I have got Michael Gurian here with me today. And we're talking about Michael's new book, The Wonder of Aging, A New Approach to Embracing Life After 50. Michael is a best-selling author and counselor. He's been called the people's philosopher. I actually love that. Bringing scientific ideas to our everyday lives. So, Michael, before we continue, I want to make sure you have a moment to get your contact information out there to folks, to maybe direct them to your website or how to get your book.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, now if folks go online to the online places like Amazon, you know, they just would click in The Wonder of Aging and it would appear. They also, if they want to go to michaelgurian.com, they can go there. My last name's G-U-R-I-A-N, so michaelgurian.com, and they'll see the cover of the book there.
Perfect, perfect. Now, we were just talking about this. I was mentioning before we went to break about the movie, that great movie a lot of people need to see, which is The Best Exotic Marigold Hotel. And the character Judy Dench, for those of you out there who haven't seen this movie, it's about a group of elderly individuals who decide to forget the norm and move to India and go to a hotel to essentially retire to this hotel that they've essentially never seen, they just heard about. And so it's a really kind of an interesting, funny, inspiring movie. And Judy Dench, when she gets there, she makes a comment that this is a new and different world. The challenge is not just to cope, but to thrive. And again, it's capturing the essence and spirit of the movie, but it seems to me it also speaks directly to the heart of your book, Michael, The Wonder of Aging. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah, I think so. I think that this is a kind of a mind shift. You know,
yes.
It's a choice. There is a choice in here that we make, like that she is making. And, you know, like if we say, okay, we're going to have kids, you know, that's a choice. Or if we say, I mean, a big mind shift choice, or we're going to get married, or we're going to live with someone, you know, I mean, we're going to fall in love. We're, to some extent, that just happens to us, just like to some extent aging just happens to us, like maybe falling in love does. But at the same time, we make the choice. And I think that it is a life-shifting choice. And it is possible to not make the choice. And if we don't make the choice to age in this way, and we have to make that choice obviously 20, 50 times over a period of decades, but if we don't make it, then we don't adapt. And a couple things will happen. We'll fear death continually, which will utterly darken our lives. And we'll also pursue youth. And at a certain point, you know, it's fun to pursue youth, so I'm not saying it's not. But at a certain point, you know, we can't do that anymore, and we won't have an identity. So I think it's beautiful that she said what she said, and I think you're right that that's the key to this book.
Right, right. And your book, it really talks about three different distinct ages, which is really going into the age of, as you say, transformation, then the age of distinction, and then the age of completion. And I'm curious about, with those three steps, the age of transformation, which is essential, I'm going to word it this way, where we begin transforming from who we were to the elders we will become. And I really love that, too, because that's where I'm stepping into, is that age of transformation. And my guess is that a lot of people, it's not the same for everyone. What kind of differences do you see in how people handle this first step?
Well, there are differences. Of course, we should say that, you know, there are billions of people have entered or will enter this stage, and everyone's going to do it, you know, like a fingerprint, their own way.
Right.
So we always want to say that we're all individuals. At the same time, my research is showing that everyone's their bodies and brains are going to try to go through transformation. So just to take the first one for a second, if folks are trying to figure out, okay, what is this staging thing about? Well, if we think stages of middle age, and then what's happening after? So this is what's happening after. So these are after the stages of middle age. This one coincides with middle age, though, depending on people's semantics, because this coincides with menopause and andropause. So the basic biology that's promoting or pushing this stage and this transformation inside us is biological,
right.
And everyone does go through that biological.
Right.
Then after that, it is about choices that we make, and One of the choices we each can make that shows, you know, if we make this choice different or not different, is whether we understand it fully and we make andropause and menopause into a spiritual quest rather than just oh my gosh, so I hate this, but actually evolve it into our part of our whatever is our spiritual quest as individuals.
Right.
If we can do that, we really mine the transformation that this biology is trying to push us through, and we come out, by the time we're 65, we are transformed, and we are transforming ourselves, and some things will happen. We will understand joy better. You know, we will just live with more joy. We will understand freedom better. We will feel freer. We will have de-stressed our lives in ways that our biology is trying to get us to do. We will have formed some communities that we need to take us through the next stages, and we will feel freedom. Our identity will be clearer, and we'll take that identity and that freedom into stage two. If we don't do these things, like if we don't de-stress, if we don't become conscious and try to help this become part of our spiritual quest, if we don't seek this joy, you know, if we don't do these things, we can be really, really unhappy and not fully transform. And
right.
This thing can go on for years and years where we're trying to be, you know, we're still trying to be 30.
Right. Well, do you find that people, as they age, the later stages, do more people become spiritual or less spiritual? I mean, are you finding actually that distinction?
Yeah, that's a great question. I ask that a lot. And so I'm going to respond out of the research base I have. What I did is I looked, of course, I'm science-based, right? So I looked at all the science, the biological, biochemical, and then the brain changes. So including stuff that's happening in the temporal, different parts of the brain as we age that carry spiritual import. And then I looked culturally. So I looked at a number of cultures around the world, blue zones, India, you know, to look at how others are doing it. So then I put all that together into a survey, and we surveyed just under 5,000 people to ask them what they were experiencing. So where I ended up was understanding everyone appears to become spiritual. I have to define what I mean by that. They appear to become spiritual by the time they get to the age of completion. If they live into their 70s or 80s, there's some spiritual stuff that happens.
Right.
It may not be religious, though, so I'm not exactly talking about religion. It may or may not be religion. But the spiritual stuff that happens is they have to look at death.
Mm.
And because, you know, 10, 20, 30 people, we've buried by then. So, we may have helped our spouse die by then, and or our spouse may be helping us die. So, you know, not everyone becomes spiritual, let's say, necessarily at 60, although many do.
Right.
But I would say research shows me that by the time we get into the age of completion, if you've thought about death at all, you're starting to become a pretty spiritual person. And it doesn't mean you believe in heaven or not. I'm not talking about religion. I'm talking about the internal experience of realizing that this identity that I've developed in this lifetime, I have to detach from it because it is not going to be here forever. So I have to detach and complete who I am with the people I love.
Right.
If that's what we mean by spirituality, which I think is the base of spirituality, then I think everyone becomes that.
Yes,
at least I hope they do.
Yes, me too, actually. And I understand completely the distinction between being religious and being spiritual. And you know what I found fascinating in this process, because again, I mentioned I'm in a unique process where I'm in the first step of that aging cycle. My husband's in the second, and his father, whom we've taken care of for 8 years, is in the third. So I've been intimately connected to these three stages, and I am myself a very spiritual person. My husband is as well, but his father is not. And when we talk with him, and he says out loud that he believes there's nothing there, this is it, that when he dies, that's it. And even though that's really not where our belief is, I've had to say many times to my husband that, you know what, I think there's more going on inside of him he's not sharing. So don't take what he says right now as the absolute, because I think many people do a lot of exploring inside of them that maybe they're not expressing. So we have to be careful on judging that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I think that the judging thing is crucial. Like, for instance, someone can... I want to respond to both parts. I think you're absolutely right that there are people like him who this is going on inside them, but they don't know how to express it, or they don't express it,
right,
or they're unconscious of it, kind of, you know, so they can't bring it to words. So I do think it is there, and I think it's even there underneath people who are very, very angry. It's still in there. And
right.
And the reason I think it's important to at least talk about that this is possible, that everyone is at some level becoming spiritual as they face death, I think it's important to talk about, because if we don't say that, we may impose judgments on these people. You know,
indeed,
we may say, well, you know, you're not, I don't know, you're not spiritual enough, or you don't believe in my religion, or whatever it is that we could say.
Right.
And we may not realize that these folks are living their journey. Now, the other side of that is that we want to talk as much to everyone about it. And that's
right.
Another point in the book is I really actually want us to talk more about the spirituality as a culture. So I'm not saying everyone is going that direction. That means it's all taken care of. I actually think it needs to be enhanced, and
yes,
that there would be more joy, and there would be more sense of freedom, and more healthy detachment. And we'd have actually a safer, sounder culture if we thought about all of this with more of a spiritual lens, and then engaged in the dialogue more. There will always, however, be some people who you'll bring it up to, and they'll just say, I don't want to talk about it, and that is their right.
Right, exactly. And that's so often when I work with different people, I do find that because there is so much stress right now that exists in our culture, especially because of the economy, because of a lot of people really in a stage of waking up and realizing possibly what they're doing with their life is not them, or is not something they love, and they really need to find more meaning. All of this is existing out there right now, and of course all the bad news that everybody's listening to on the news, which is difficult. But you know, let's talk about this when we come back. We need to take a quick break, but when we come back, let's talk about some of the hope out there and the new possibilities that your book, Michael's book, reveals about aging into a better life. So you're listening to Jennifer B., and this is Inspired Action Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Tune into Intuit University, compassionate guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard, each Thursday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring, as Sherry supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your highest good in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer, and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Ugh, aren't you tired of the same old negative vibe?
Hey, Valerie, have you heard about TransformationTalkRadio.com?
No, what's that?
Dr. Pat is launching a new network.
And Dr. Pat?
Dr. Pat.
How many hours is she going to be on?
It won't be all Dr. Pat. She'll be joined by her friends, transformative hosts from around the globe. TransformationTalkRadio.com is a 24/7 network.
24 hours of Dr. Pat and her guests?
No, 24 hours of Dr. Pat and her hosts.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited. Where's it going to be broadcast?
You're going to be able to hear her in Seattle, Boston, Connecticut, New York, Rhode Island, on over 300 cable radio stations, and on the internet everywhere. Listen live at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Great, we should spread the word.
Absolutely, spread the word.
go to TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Stop. Get out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive.
Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B. I've got Michael Gurian here with me today talking about his new book, The Wonders of Aging. And so, Michael, I really want to ask a question about the second stage, the age of distinction, because in this stage, you talk about, which we're no longer plagued by inadequacy, regret, self-destruction, stress. What happens to those people who can't really easily overcome those challenges in terms of the aging process in that stage?
Well, again, yeah, so much choice making occurs, and we need to form community and de-stress. And if we don't do that, I mean, you know, it's not as if we magically will hit something. It is a process. It's a quest. So I ask people, okay, if you're 65. Between 65 and 80, you're chronologically and you're sort of biologically your brain is trying to get into this age of distinction, this time when we are relatively clear on identity, quite clear on limitations, relatively clear on identity, absolutely ready to pass on, you know, what we are, to take second chances, to take third chances, you know, to right. find these activities that feed us and feed our souls. Now that we don't have to struggle as much for identity. But if someone is in that age group and they're saying, wow, that's not me, I'm 70 and I'm incredibly unhappy, et cetera, et cetera, then I would say, okay, we got to form community, get mentorial help, get counseling, do the things necessary to be there. So it would be a clue if we're not there. Now, sometimes we're not there because there's something organic going on. There's some kind of, you know, organic brain issue like depression.
Right.
We could be dying. I mean, there could be something else going on. But in the sort of staging, assumes someone's going to live past 80. In the staging, the clue that we're there or not there is going to be, I believe, whether we have that clear sense of identity and our mission now is to pass it on through activities and through relationships.
Right. You know, it's funny because working with a number of individuals and seeing the, again, as I mentioned, kind of an intimate relationship with the different stages, I notice that it's far too often there are people who I call it kind of the a disability of asking for help, which is there are so many individuals who could do so much more or have so much more or experience so much more if they just were okay with asking for help. And that's what I would love to, you know, help people more to ask for help. You know what I mean? It's interesting.
Yeah, it would be, if there were a magic potion for that one, for the asking for help one, it would be great. We can't force that, obviously.
Yes.
My sort of rule for people is, among my clinical clients, you know, if folks will bring this up, I'll say, well, you can just ask, then you ask again, then you go away for a little while, you know, to ask, being ask them if, you know, if they need help is what I mean. And then you go away a few days, whatever it is, and then you go back at it. And, you know, as calmly as possible and with as much passion as possible. And then you come away and then you go back at it. And then if at a certain point it's absolutely clear that this person is not going to ask for help, then the detachment process, you know, is, okay, you can't. And right. You have to let this person live their destiny. It's bigger than you are. But for a while, we need to just keep coming back calmly and passionately, coming back and trying to beg them. Because there really is no... I don't know of any magic potion for getting people to ask for help if they don't want it. I don't.
Right.
I thought about it for decades.
It is, and I talk about that all the time, and I think it helps, again, talking about it out loud, because I know people don't like to be judged, and so there is a process there, but it's also about helping people understand there are resources that are in unexpected places, and that's what I also love to do, is try to get them to realize that, you know what, where you think the help might come from may not be where it comes from. So because help comes from the most crazy spaces, or maybe even someplace you expect, that's why we never want to give up asking for help, you know, and community, we you know, finding that community. But one thing I want to ask you, you do such a wonderful job in the book about how men and women age differently and the gender differences. And, you know, you talk about women more likely to fall into the beauty trap while men are more influenced by the success trap. How do men and women learn to extricate themselves from these traps, would you say?
Yeah, we really need our you know, girlfriends, women friends, and our male friends. We really need, which are really female kinship communities from an anthropological sense, female kinship communities for women and male kinship communities for men. So male friends, female friends, we need to band together with these small, wonderful packs of same gender people and facilitate with each other, kind of peer mentor each other,
right,
to gradually detach from that utter dependence on beauty or on success. It's going to happen gradually, though, because there's nothing wrong with beauty and nothing wrong with success, right?
Right,
so it's
right,
not
right.
It's not as if we should suddenly do that. But as we help each other and as we gradually shift from physical beauty and from monetary or material success as what defines our identity, we're going to let drift in there, you know, in the little hole that is created maybe, we're going to let drift in these other parts of identity. And our friends are going to help us do that. So, for instance, you know, there's stories in the book of various people doing this. So one person was really well defined by beauty and gradually, you know, wasn't who she was, you know, wasn't that beautiful person anymore, resisted it, surgery, things like that. But gradually a group of friends helped her, and they got involved in other purposeful activities, volunteer work, and more emphasis on family, and other things filled the space of identity. And for a man, you know, a story might be just the definition of self from success, and then gradually as the board takes the business away from him, you know, hopefully, luckily, he has some friends and gradually gets into some hobbies, and then grandkids come and he immerses himself in grandkids. And so we can't think that, well, we'll shut one thing down or not have anything else. We really need other people around us to help us find the other things that are going to fill that hole when we are no longer into beauty or into material.
Right, right. I love, too, the fact that so many of us, we get into patterns. We certainly are all familiar with that. But when we have to be open to the fact that sometimes something that filled you a certain way for a long period of time, because you change and everyone around you are in a changing mode, you have to think about that, okay, it's not filling you the same way. So you may have to seek other ways to get filled, you know? It's
yeah.
Kind of an interesting dichotomy, I guess, in that respect. But one thing I want to talk about, this particularly after the break, because there was a quote, oh, just touched my heart in the book that was so, so beautiful. And certainly some of your stories You do such a wonderful job at sharing those stories. I loved reading them. And there's a particular story that I want to talk about as well, but it has a lot to do with, of course, looking at your life from the end stage and what that can do. But I also want to make sure that we get your information out there again to folks, which is your website, MichaelGurian.com. And like you said, you were saying people can go to Amazon and get your book as well, right?
Yeah, just go, Amazon or any of those online, and you click just the Wonder of Aging. Yep.
Excellent, excellent. And the other aspect, too, there's an interesting question I want to make sure I have a chance to ask when we come back, related to the biological cycle and the environmental needs of people. But I also want to make sure we get that quote out there as well. So let's go ahead and take a quick break. You're listening to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B. And when we come back, we're going to talk about some tools, some inspiration to give everyone. I know everyone's thinking about this portion of their life and how to be conscious, be aware, and stay intuitive, harness your intuition so you really can have that amazing second half, make it even better than the first. So let's take a break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
In each Wednesday at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B., mastering the art of dream building in the real world. This hit show will inspire you to start painting the canvas of your life and bring your unique spirit and your amazingly intelligent mind together to find an incredible, practical, real-world strategy to building a life with epic results. Tune in to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B.
Are you looking for positive answers to tough questions in your personal and professional life? On Purpose Radio with Karen Florence is a riveting show that will help you reveal your own truth and begin to live the life you've always wanted. Karen's dynamic approach to coaching people in all areas of their lives has made her one of the most sought-after coaches today. Tune in each Thursday at 7 a.m. Pacific and 10 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit OnPurposeRadio.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that'll help catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers and light workers guaranteed to raise your vibration. Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity is what makes this show super special. Visit FogCityPsychic.com to find out more and to book your private intuitive reading today.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Steffen each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Welcome back, everyone. Today, we are talking about Michael Gurian's new book, The Wonders of Aging. And as we were just talking about before the break, is there Oh, Michael, you have a wonderful quote in your book, and I actually wrote it down here. It's on, I think it's page 250, if I'm not mistaken, but I've got a little post-it here. There are so many post-its and highlighting throughout this book, and that must tell you all how great this book is, by the way. But this quote, which is, "If we die slowly, we witness ourselves disappearing into the inner vastness that opens its doorway to the ethers of the whole universe, where we join the overflow of energy and matter in search of new directions." And then it goes on to say, "For death is miraculous and thus inspires utter truth." Oh, I loved that quote. And I just, you know, in your experience, how willing and able are people to really, I would say, witness themselves disappearing into the inner vastness?
Oh, it's such a question. It's so hard. It's harder than it should be for us. And that comes from a context. I say that from a context. When I was little, we lived in India. My dad taught there in Hyderabad. And, you know, I tell stories about that in the book about,
right,
boy,
right,
how different that culture's approach to death is.
Indeed.
And so I'm going to use that as a stark example, even though there are less stark examples of difference. For us in the U.S., in India, not in every place in India, but in many parts of India, death is so a part of life, and there is such a sense that matter and energy cannot be destroyed, which we know actually from physics. Matter and energy cannot be destroyed. So,
right,
so something is going to happen to this matter and energy that we are. It is going to transform and transmute. Something is going to happen. And there's an acceptance of that, and there's an acceptance that death is a part of life. And so we're going to do it. And when it comes, we're going to do it, and we're going to do it as consciously as possible. For various reasons, our culture is way over on the other side of the scale, or, you know, of the spectrum, way over, where for us, death is so scary, and we avoid thinking about it, and we, you know, et cetera, et cetera. So people already know this. So that chapter in this book is really asking people to rethink it. And one of the ways to rethink it public policy-wise is I have a section in there about how we've got to get our culture to allow us, when we're in our, you know, whenever we get to the point where our pain is too severe, our quality of life is not what we want it to be, to allow us to live a service death. I call it a service death or a free death, and I have a section in there where I'm talking to other physicians about this. So a service death is, for instance, okay, I want to leave a legacy behind for my family. Could be financial, could be something else.
Mm-hmm.
I want to also not put them through 5 or 10 years of my chronic pain, and I want to explore the next dimension. So I should have the right to end my life.
Right.
Now, if I were in India, that would just be accepted. But in the U.S., from a public policy point of view, it is not. And in fact, it's kind of not legal. You have
Indeed.
To be terminal. So
right.
So I really beg our culture to look at this differently, because I think it's going to be hard for us to age in the various stages and be conscious and be the elders we want to be and feel adequate and feel their identity is formed and pass on our legacy if we're spending so much time afraid of death.
Right, right. That's what I love about what you do in the book is you talk about it. You talk about it. And what you just said, I 100% agree with you. Our culture, it's been such a struggle and a fight to really open that area up into it being more miraculous, more spiritual indeed. And certainly, you know, we talk about choice, so much about choice in our lives, but somehow there's a fight to continue that choice in those final stages.
Yeah, we're much more caged than we realize.
We
are a very free culture, and I like yourself probably, I've lived all over the world, and I value every culture, and every time I come back to the U.S., I value the U.S., so I'm very pro, you know, the way the U.S. does things. There's a certain amount of freedom that we have, especially that the baby boomers have kind of forced into the culture. We live pretty free in a lot of ways, so that's to be significantly valued. But we're kind of caged about some of these deep spiritual things.
Right.
And the Puritanism, I guess, probably created that, or whatever it is that freed us
also caged us spiritually. So we're able to talk about religion, but these deep spiritual things like death, we avoid. We try to find simple answers to them, and they're complex. They're part of the fabric of life. So I hope that freedom, I hope that this next 10 to 20 years, that this freedom we fought for social roles and gender roles, I hope it's going to continue into spirituality, deep spirituality.
Right, right. I think that we're making progress. And so, I mean, that gives me hope anyway. But, you know, like right now, we're having the conversation. So I really hope there are so many people out there listening, just so it opens up that the, you know, just plants the seed. That's, you know, simply what we need to do. Because like you say, everybody's got their own judgment. Everybody's got what they're thinking about. And everybody has so many different constraints. Caged. You said it well. I mean, it's as if we're caged. But so one other area in the book that I thought was really interesting is Ava Lassman. You talk about Ava's songs. That was so beautiful. And it was talk about the spirit and wisdom of an elder and her life experience. And I mean, I'm sure that must have had a profound effect on you with this book.
It had a profound effect. So for listeners, Ava Lassman is, she died at 92. I met her when she was around 79, 80. When she was around 87, she was a Holocaust survivor, just so folks know. She's a Holocaust survivor. She was the only member of her family that survived the Warsaw Ghetto. Then she's Jewish. Then she was sent to Treblinka and Birkenau. She survived that. So the only one of her family who survived all that and came out and came to Spokane, Washington through Red Cross and various things, got to Spokane, Washington, where I live, in 1946, with her husband, another Holocaust survivor. They were both brought here. They came here. They survived. They had three sons. Those three sons had kids and so on. Well, when I met her, She had already for about 15 years been giving talks at elementary schools, but she's an example. She's in the chapter on second chances, because when she was already in the age of distinction, so she's already more than 65, she made a decision to go start speaking about the Holocaust, and she had avoided it for decades, right? Because it was so painful.
Right.
But her granddaughter convinced her, and so she went and started speaking about it. So her philosophy got known around Spokane. I met her. We're members of the same temple. I'm Jewish. We're members of the same temple. So I said to her, and we said to each other, why don't we write your life in verse? And let's try to create a lyrical oratory that we can speak aloud of your life and your philosophy. So the short story is it took us 5 years to do this, to get it right. And my publisher allowed me to publish it. So it's in that seventh chapter.
And I have to say to all of you out there listening, you really, really need to read this book, The Wonder of Aging, A New Approach to Embracing Life After 50. And Michael, I can continue talking to you for hours.
Oh, you too. You're wonderful, Jennifer.
I mean, I wish. And so I really think, you know, it's a fantastic book and it's coming at the right time. It's tremendously relevant right now, groundbreaking. And so thank you for writing it. And thank you for your time today. I so appreciate you.
And thank you. You too. Thank you.
Keep doing what you're doing. That's what I want to say. And I want to thank everyone today for tuning in. And next week, I just want to put out there that we're going to talk about how to summon the courage for anything. I know many people out there are in a place where they've just not found the courage to move forward, to take the next step, and maybe dream, maybe wish, maybe hope. But it can happen. There are some interesting tools and tricks to the trade to make that happen for you. And again, Michael Gurian, GURIAN.com. You can go to his website as well as Amazon. You can pull that up. Again, The Wonder of Aging, A New Approach to Embracing Life After 50. And I love it because talk about second chances. It really gives us all second chances, third chances, fourth chances. Never, never, ever to too late. So again, thank you all for tuning in to Inspired Action Radio. Join me every Wednesday, 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern. Have a wonderful week, everybody, and we'll see you back here next time.
You've been listening to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B., mastering the art of dream building in the real world. This hit show will inspire you to start painting the canvas of your life. Tune in each Wednesday at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com to bring your unique spirit and your amazingly intelligent mind together to find an incredible, practical, real-world strategy to building a life with epic results. Get ready to be inspired, open your mind, bring excitement back into your life, and have a lot of fun on a new journey of self-discovery with Jennifer Becker. Visit InspiredActionRadio.com and take inspired action today.
Stop. Get out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive.
There's a great hunger in this world for new lines of thought, because everywhere you look, they say that joy can just be bought. So please come and set aside some time to relax from frenetic. Transform your life. It takes a while, but results are magnetic. We aim to grasp the best in life and track the ways we grew. The how, the why, the what, wherefore, all this we share and do. But every now and then, we hope that you will share right back. Transformation Talk Radio wants you to hop on track. So calling all hosts, tall and small, of every size and hue, there's nobody we'd rather have to tell your tale than you. And if you have a tale to tell of how your life is changing, we'd love to hear you on the line, say how you're rearranging. So run, don't walk, to call us now. We'll set you up and show you how.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Join our radio family. Send us an email, host@transformationtalkradio.com, or call 1-800-930-2819. Host your own show. Let us help you bring your voice to the world.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transform your life.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.
You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio. Think the Dr. Pat Show's the cat's meow? Just listen to what some of her transformative guests have had to say.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Believe in yourself always. Remember that you are a gift. You are a miracle. And the only way you can return any part of that gift is what you do with it. Live into yourself. Be that miracle.
I love it. Eldon Taylor, everyone.
And thank you, Pat. I love joining you. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you. And we're going to bring Eldon back because we've just haven't even scratched the surface here. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on.
Thank you for listening, and keep us tuned in right here on Transformation Talk Radio.